From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Ryan Famuliner.
Columbia Tower, Columbia Tower. Air Force One is on final approach.
President Donald Trump held a rally in Columbia last night in support of Josh Hawley. Hawley is the current Republican Missouri Attorney General. He's attempting to unseat incumbent U.S. Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill. Thousands gathered in support of Trump at the Columbia Regional Airport, but throughout the Columbia area, a number of demonstrations in opposition of Trump also took place. KBIA had a team of reporters out covering these events. This morning, we'll take you to the key locations in last night's events in this special report. We'll start at the rally itself. Here's KBIA's Aviva Okeson-Haberman.
Hello, Missouri. I'm thrilled to be back.
Trump has visited Missouri several times to rally support for Hawley, but this is his first stop as president in Columbia.
With the incredible men and women that make this country run, you know it too.
There was a who's who of Republican politicians who warmed up the crowd, including U.S. Senator Roy Blunt, U.S. Representative Vicky Hartzler, and Governor Mike Parson.
We're not called to show me state for nothing. Can we not get loud and rowdy?
But those politicians weren't the full reason for Trump's visit.
You gotta vote for Josh, and that's why I'm here, other than the fact I like you very much.
Missouri's U.S. Senate race could determine control of the Senate. The candidates have spent more than $40 million, making it the third costliest Senate campaign in the country, according to the Center for Responsive Politics, and they're neck and neck in the polls.
This election is a choice between Republican results and radical resistance. It's a choice between greatness and gridlock. It's a choice between jobs and mobs.
Trump brought Hawley on stage during the rally. Hawley spoke to Trump's strong support in Missouri. He won the state by almost 20 points in 2016.
On November the 6th, because of the leadership of Donald Trump, on November the 6th, we're going to call Claire McCaskill fired. Let's go get it done.
Trump spent most of his speech talking about his record in the first 2 years of his presidency. One of the main themes of his rally was immigration. Earlier this week, Trump said he wants to use an executive order to end birthright citizenship, something that is currently guaranteed in the 14th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. Representative Vicky Hartzler says she isn't sure if Trump's proposal is constitutional, but
I think it's good that he's bringing it up because it's how a lot of people feel.
And when asked if she would support Trump if he issued the executive order, Hartzler said she wasn't sure.
I'm looking into that, but I haven't had a chance to study that issue yet.
Trump will also visit Cape Girardeau on Monday, the day before the midterm election. I'm Aviva Okeson-Haberman, KBIA News.
While thousands gathered in support of President Trump at the airport, there were also opponents and demonstrators scattered amongst multiple locations in Columbia last night. A wave of LGBTQ protests under the hashtag #WontBeErased is emerging nationally in response to the Trump administration's perceived treatment of the transgender community. Trans advocates gathered just off the exit of Highway 63, about a mile away from the entrance to the airport. Here's KBIA's Janet Saidi.
Hats here, guys. Don't be a Democrat. Buy yourself a Trump hat.
Supporters of President Donald Trump walked for a half mile on rainy country roads wearing red baseball hats and American flag T-shirts. But on their way to the president's rally, they passed a group sporting another flag. Amidst trans flags, chants, and rainbow colors, dozens of LGBTQ and trans advocates were gathered calling for equality. Anne McCune held a sign reading, "I love my daughter." She says her daughter told her at age 28 that she was transgender, and she says she wishes she'd known sooner.
I want politicians to know my reason for being here is because I love my daughter. That's not going to be stopped. This love's not going to be stopped.
While the protester numbers were somewhat low on this rainy, cold night, several said their hopes are high that the midterm elections could bring change.
Thank you. Thank you back there. Look at all the people.
The hangar at Columbia Regional Airport was at capacity, so many rallygoers watched the rally on a screen just outside the event. As Trump took to the stage, Jennifer Grimes and her kids were soaking up the moment in history.
It means a lot. It's pretty special because, you know what, you think you don't matter when you live in a very small area, but, you know, him coming here tells me that maybe we matter to him, and he matters to us, and we're grateful for everything he's done already.
But also at the airport hangar, some held signs and protested quietly but stubbornly, including Danielle Fox, an MU student, who stood with friends and said she chose to come to the rally rather than alternative protests downtown because she wanted to be heard by the president.
I'm tired of the inequality. I'm tired of the lack of representation. I'm tired of having a man who only represents the people who are privileged, the people who are in the top minority, the people who are white, they have money, they're born into it. I'm just tired of being erased from a history that I'm part of.
Amen.
That was good. Now keep it going.
In the end, the mix of supporters, dissenters, friends, families, young and old, came out for a largely peaceful gathering. It was Trump's second rally in an 11-stop, 8-state tour ahead of Tuesday's crucial midterm elections. Janet Saidi, KBIA News.
The largest group of demonstrators actually avoided the airport altogether. As KBIA's Rosemary Belson reports, they instead gathered a little more than 10 miles away in downtown Columbia.
The folks down about 11 miles from us, southeast of us.
Rally for Sanity for me means not being at the airport supporting the administration that's there.
That was Leanne Stroop, a demonstrator at the Rally for Sanity, an event last night in downtown Columbia protesting President Trump's visit. We asked protesters what sanity means to them.
To me, a sane world looks like a world with more compassion.
That's Corey Davis. They're chair of Our Revolution Mid-Missouri, the group that organized the event.
With more empathy for the people who have been left behind, you know, women, people of color, sexual and gender minorities who keep getting left behind again and again.
Timothy Hawks attended the rally with his son. He stressed the importance of keeping an open mind.
Sane means at least not being belligerent against other people because they're different or because they have beliefs that are different that aren't harming other folks.
For 21-year-old Rebecca Yoakum, sanity is equality.
Not having to fight for equal rights because it feels like it's something, well, it's a right, it's not a privilege, it's something that should be given already.
Kathleen Rice, a self-described hippie, is not a stranger to protests. She attended Thursday's rally for the camaraderie.
A sane America would just be where everyone gets along, you know. I sing to myself the John Lennon song, Imagine, all the time because that's what I imagine. Too often we look down on people and don't and pay them no mind when actually they need help and a hand up. And I think that's what life should be about for everyone.
With producer Madison Conti, I'm Rosemary Belson, KBIA News.
What does snowflakes form? An avalanche.
Thanks for listening to KBIA's special coverage of President Donald Trump's visit to Columbia. I'm Ryan Femuliner, KBIA News, Columbia.